This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Rachel's Driving Test Dilemma by Ian Snorogan, writer. Oh God, where is it? Rachel was rummaging through her drawers looking for the paper part of her provisional driving license. Aha! Found you! She pulled it free from the mountain of clutter, or as she liked to call it, her organized chaos, and waved it in the air triumphantly. Her stomach had been in knots all morning. Not because she feared the test so much, deep down Rachel was quietly confident she could pass. It was more that she was nervously excited about just how awesome her summer could potentially turn out be, if she had the freedom to drive wherever she wanted, whenever she wanted. So when it came down to picking out an outfit to wear, she figured it wouldn't hurt to try and load the deck in her favor as much as possible. Rachel had long since passed through her awkward teenage phase, where at times she was embarrassed about the unwanted attention her buxom physique seemed to draw. Nowadays she quite enjoyed the variety of reactions her stunning looks had on most men. It made her feel good, being able to turn so many heads whenever she walked down the street. She got dressed and checked herself out in her mirror, knowing full well how hot she looked. Rachel was banking on being assigned a male instructor. Hopefully then her outfit might be enough of a distraction for him to overlook any minor mistakes she might happen to make. There was still one barrier to overcome, however. As predicted, her mom spoke right on cue the moment Rachel descended the stairs. You can't wear that, honey!
Go and change.
Rachel rolled her eyes.
We haven't got time, Mum.
Come on, let's go.
But sweetheart, your bust is showing.
Rachel was wearing a bright pink, spaghetti-strapped vest top, which had a very low neckline. It was true, her phenomenal cleavage was on display, there was no denying it. Her large natural 32FF breasts were supported by a black lace bra, the straps of which were also on show, arching across her tan slender shoulders. Now that she was used to them, her tits were probably Rachel's proudest feature. She liked to show them off whenever she could, much to her mother's dismay.
It's the middle of summer, Mom. Shall I put on a sweater? Is that what you'd prefer? Do you want me to cook to death?
Oh, stop being so dramatic, honey. You could at least have chosen a longer skirt, though.
I've told you before, that one makes you look tardy.
This is the 21st century, Mom. Nobody says bust or tardy anymore. Her mom probably had a point this time, though. She'd chosen to wear a very short denim skirt, which hugged her hips and barely covered her pert-ass cheeks. Rachel loved how long and shapely it made her legs look, though, and today she was eager to gain any advantage she could.
We haven't got time to argue, Mom, or I'll miss my slot.
Her mom didn't look pleased, but she begrudgingly accepted that she was fighting a losing battle. With an exasperated sigh, she stepped aside.
Fine, let's get going then. It will be your turn to taxi me around after today. I'm looking forward to having my daughter chauffeuring me to places for a change.
They got into her mom's car and set off for the driving test center.
Calm down, I need to pass first.
Did you pass first time, Mom?
Me?
First time?
Oh no, it took me 5 attempts.
Rachel thought that explained a few things. She was still a fairly horrendous driver, especially when it came to parking, unless the space was a mile wide. It was tough, but she managed to hold her tongue, knowing that her mom was already cross about her chosen outfit. It wasn't wise to annoy her any further.
So don't be too discouraged if you fail, sweetie. There will always be next time.
Rachel faked a smile.
I won't be.
It wasn't entirely that simple, though. She really did need to pass today, not next time or the time after that. There was a music festival this weekend, and her friends had already got it into their heads that she would be able to drive them all there. Her parents had given her a shiny and new, red Fiat 500, for her 18th birthday. It was so pretty, but so far all it had been doing was sit on the driveway collecting bird poo for the past 2 months. Rachel would often sit in it and dream about all the cool places she was going to be able to visit once she had her license. They pulled up to the center 10 minutes later.
Good luck, honey.
Rachel's mom leant over and kissed her daughter on the cheek.
I'm going to do some shopping in town, call me when you want picking up.
She pulled her into an awkwardly long hug.
All right, Mom, you can let go now. My baby's growing up so fast. I'm leaving now before you start crying. I'll be fine.
Rachel took a deep breath to calm her nerves and opened the car door. Inside the driving center, Dave Miller's head was beginning to droop at his desk. He'd had another rough night's sleep, unable to stop himself from thinking about his soon-to-be ex-wife and her new boy toy Carlo. He brushed aside the divorce papers which still lay unsigned in the top drawer of his desk and pulled out his next client's details. Before he even had a chance to read the paperwork, his eyes became heavy and he very nearly fell asleep in his seat. Suddenly he was snapped awake by his colleague Sean rushing into his office.
You're looking a bit tired there, mate. How about I take your 11 o'clock and you could have a nice little power nap? That will sort you out.
Dave was about to agree on the spot,
but stopped himself just in time. Hang on a minute, why the sudden charity? You're never normally keen on doing any extra work around here. He eyed his friend suspiciously. What are mates for, eh? I know how stressed you've been lately. I just thought it would be nice to do you a favor. Sean was wringing his hands nervously and occasionally glancing back over his shoulder, towards the reception area. Sean, on a good day you're a miserable bastard and on a bad day you're an unbearable bastard. What's up? The colleagues were actually reasonably good friends, although from an outsider's perspective, you'd never guess that. They greeted each other every morning with insults and didn't stop taking the piss out of one another all day long, but both knew it was only banter. Dave had rarely seen his friend acting like this before, then the reason suddenly clicked. How good looking is she? Sean grimaced, knowing full well that he'd been rumbled. Oh please Dave, you have to let me spend an hour in this girl's company. I'll buy you all your beers every Friday for a month. I'll say it again. How hot are we talking? Damn it, I'll cover any shifts you want for a year. Dave raised his eyebrows. This girl must be really something. How fit is she, Sean? Sean let out a defeated groan. She's an 11. Dave shot up out of his seat as though it was on fire. Their office was a generally rather boring and stagnant environment to work in. They knew it was childish, but the guys rated a lot of the girls that came through the door on a scale of 1 to 10. Sean, however, had never, at least to Dave's knowledge, rated anyone above a 9 before. For a rather unattractive man in his early 40s, Sean had to be one of the pickiest blokes on earth. He went to the door to look for himself. Dave stood open-mouthed, as his eyes came to rest on the curvaceous blonde beauty waiting patiently for him in the foyer. See, what did I tell you? That's an 11 all day long, mumbled Sean at his side. Dave didn't bother to respond. This girl couldn't be classified by a stupid number system. As far as his now swooning mind could recall, she was the sexiest creature he'd ever laid his eyes on. Rachel was oblivious to the two men ogling her from across the room. She was far too focused on trying to control her nerves. If she had spotted them, though, it wouldn't have been a sight she wasn't all too familiar with already. She knew that her looks did strange things to men, no matter how old they were. In fact, it often felt weird these days when guys addressed her to her face and not to her chest. Back when her breasts had first started to develop, the increased staring made her really uncomfortable. She'd always been very pretty, which had always garnered her a significant amount of attention from the boys in her class. But suddenly she found that nearly all the guys she encountered, not only boys her age, but grown men, like her teachers and even her friends' fathers, they all gave her these long studying looks, which creeped her out to begin with. It was as though every man she met seemed to be trying to mentally undress her with their eyes. Rachel would wish every night before bed for her boobs to stop growing. None of her friends had breasts as large as hers, and for a long while, she thought of herself as a bit of a freak. She even went through a phase of wearing a sports bra to school, to try and hide them. She hated looking like the odd one out. That was a few years ago though, and since then she'd become more comfortable in her own skin. Nowadays, it gave her confidence to know that lots of men found her very attractive. However, she was still a little naive about just how many men there were who lusted after her on a daily basis. Probably because she wasn't arrogant enough to appreciate the actual staggering magnitude of her attractiveness. Please, Dave. I'm begging you. You've got to let me take this one. Take her? And where do you plan on taking her? For a romantic meal for two at Pizza Express? This is a fucking driving test we're talking about, not a date. Dave managed to prise his gaze away from Rachel and walked back to his desk. You know what I mean? Besides, I reckon I'd stand a better chance with her than you. Ha! Huh. You really are deluded, mate. We're both too old and too fat. The difference is, I know it, and you don't. How old is this girl anyway? Dave picked up the form with Rachel's details on. Oh shit, she's only 18. He felt momentarily ashamed of his earlier lechery, but probably not ashamed enough to stop himself from doing it again. Seriously? Sean snatched the sheet of paper out of Dave's hands. Oh bollocks, I thought she was at least 25. Dave laughed derisively. Oh yeah, cuss, if she was 25, then you'd have stood a way better chance, eh? You couldn't pull in a curtain shop, buddy. Sean begrudgingly laughed at Dave's low blow. That cut deep, man. This is a pointless conversation. We both have a better chance of winning the lottery 2 weeks running than getting a date with a girl like her. Now would you kindly bugger off and let me get on with my job? Lucky bastard. Sean muttered as he slunk off back to his tiny office. The second Sean was out of sight, Dave reached into his drawer and pulled out his deodorant and a pack of mints. He wasn't deluded like his colleague, but he still didn't want to sit in a car with this stunning goddess of a girl, stinking of body odor and cigarettes. He mastered his nerve and walked out into the foyer. Hi, you must be Rachel. Dave was determined to act as professional as possible. His facade lasted all of 3 seconds, however, when Rachel sprang to her feet rather quickly, causing her magnificent breasts to bounce high upon her chest. Dave's eyes were drawn to them like magnets. He'd always been a shameless breast man. Bums and legs were nice too, but he'd always been a sucker for a nice pair of tits. Hers blew the word nice out of the water. He quickly diverted his gaze, mentally berating himself for his lack of self-control. That's me. She beamed at him with a heart-stopping smile. Hi, I'm Dave. I'll be your instructor today. Damn it. How was he going to do his job if he couldn't even think straight? Nice to meet you. Rachel shook his hand. Fortunately for him, she appeared not to have noticed his momentary lapse of willpower. Shall we get going then? After you. He held open the door for her. Thanks.
Oh God, I'm really nervous. Don't be, I don't bite.
Dave cringed the moment he'd said the cheesy line, but miraculously Rachel laughed. Oh, for fuck's sake, even her laugh is adorable, he inwardly screamed the words in his head, wondering if there was anything about this girl which wasn't heavenly perfection.
It's completely natural to be nervous. Just take some deep breaths. Before we start, I'm going to need you to take a mandatory eye test. So if you could walk towards the blue car over there and stop when you can read the number plate.
Rachel did as instructed. Dave hadn't bargained on the view he was about to be treated to, as Rachel walked away. The natural sway to her hips made her perfect peach of a bottom swing in a hypnotic fashion. Dave felt his cock flex in his trousers and he had to hastily adjust his crotch to make sure nothing was showing. Suddenly something happened which very nearly caused his eyes to pop clean out of his head. Rachel had bent double at the waist to pick something up off the floor. Her short denim skirt rode up and she unknowingly flashed him the underside of her incredible ass.
Fuck me.
Dave breathed the words quietly to himself. He could feel the blood rushing to his face, among other places.
Find a penny, pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck.
Rachel whispered the age-old superstition to herself, after spotting the shiny copper coin on the ground. It was a good omen as far as she was concerned.
You are 48FS.
Rachel recited the number plate perfectly, from a good distance away.
Did I do okay?
She asked eagerly. Dave had to walk even closer than she had, to read the number plate himself. It was a sobering reminder if ever he saw one.
You did great.
He opened the driver's side door of a silver hatchback nearby.
Here's the car we'll be taking, hop in. Mirror, signal, maneuver. Mirror, signal, maneuver.
Rachel climbed into the car, repeating the words like a mantra, only stopping when Dave opened the passenger door and sat down beside her. Dave sat for a while trying to compose himself, while scribbling some notes on his clipboard.
Okay, when you're ready, start the engine, pull away from the car park and turn left onto the main road.
Rachel slipped a hairband from her wrist and pulled her long, wavy blonde hair into a ponytail, before taking a deep breath and turning the ignition. This was going to be the longest hour of Dave's life. The car had been instantly filled with her fresh, lightly perfumed scent, which he was finding truly intoxicating. He inhaled deeply, trying to relax his racing heart. A few minutes in and he'd already snuck a dozen glances in Rachel's direction. She was so breathtakingly beautiful that he was finding it hard to peel his eyes away from her. Everything about this girl made him feel lightheaded. The way she chewed her full plump lips and wrinkled her perfect button nose in concentration, as she scanned the road ahead. Something Dave realized he should be doing more of, rather than gawping at the stunning 18-year-old by his side. Rachel was aware that her instructor kept looking over at her. She could see him out of the corner of her eye, but she was so focused on her driving that it didn't strike her as being unusual. She might have purposefully dressed to distract him, but in her relative innocence, she just assumed he was studying her reactions to the road. As the car came to a stop at a set of traffic lights, Rachel looked over at him, hoping to get some sort of signal that she was doing okay so far. Dave momentarily lost himself as he gazed into her brilliantly blue eyes.
I haven't failed yet, have I? What?
Dave was snapped out of his daydream.
No, you're doing great.
His response was greeted by another beaming smile from Rachel, which caused his perpetually semi-hard cock to throb with longing once more. Dave was slowly but surely becoming accustomed to her overwhelming beauty. Inasmuch as, by the halfway point of the test, he was at least able to master enough willpower to force his focus back onto his job and not constantly ogle Rachel the entire time. This ability to control his roaming eyes didn't last long, though. They drove down a residential street which was littered with speed bumps. Dave was busy writing some notes when Rachel drove over the first of them. The bouncing movement of her breasts, as the car jolted over the bump, immediately caught his attention. His gaze now fixed, he waited for the next bump in the road to come along. When it did, Dave let out an audible sigh as he stared in amazement at her large tits, which jiggled enticingly within the confines of her tight revealing top. This time Rachel caught him peeking. He seemed lost in his own little world as he continued to stare down into her deep cleavage. She almost laughed when she spotted that his mouth was hanging open in a gormless fashion. He was completely unaware that his lack of control had been noticed. She figured that most girls her age would have been disgusted by being so openly leered at by a much older man. But Rachel wasn't most girls. She'd begun to strangely enjoy the thrill she got from teasing guys, no matter how old they were, with her young curvaceous physique. It was almost funny to watch an entire room full of guys, fighting to be the first one to buy her a drink, whenever she went out clubbing with her friends. All she had to do was smile and flutter her eyelashes and guys seemed to want to buy her things. Even this morning when she'd gone to the local shop to get some milk, the old shopkeeper insisted that she took it for free. So she wasn't about to start complaining now. It was all a bit of harmless fun as far as Rachel was concerned. Hadn't she purposely worn a low-cut top this morning, hoping for this very outcome? Rather naughtily, Rachel found herself arching her back slightly, as if to display them even more prominently. With her own thoughts now distracted by what she was imagining might be going on in her instructor's dirty mind, Rachel didn't see the next speed bump coming, and she took it rather too fast. The car thudded noisily over the bump.
Oops. Sorry!
This finally broke the spell her breasts had cast over him and Dave shuddered back to reality. He quickly realized his trousers were tented around his crotch, and he hurriedly covered his lap with his clipboard.
It's fine, don't worry. Go straight on at the roundabout.
Oh shit, how long had he been staring? Had she noticed? Or even worse, had she noticed his rather obvious bulge before he could hide it? Fortunately for him, she wasn't acting like she had. He gave it another few minutes before he risked another glance in her direction. It was a bad idea, as he very nearly got taken back under her spell. The impact from the last bump had caused the strap of her pink vest top to slip from her shoulder. The top of her black lacy bra was now on show, and he couldn't help but stare wide-eyed at the tiny black silk bow, which adorned the point where the cup met the strap. Dave could feel his mouth pooling with saliva and he had to gulp audibly to stop himself from drooling with desire. It was even harder this time, but again he had to force his attention back onto the road. Maybe he should have let Sean take this test. It was becoming pure torture for the sex-starved, soon-to-be-divorced, middle-aged man. After a while though, he regained his composure. Rachel had relaxed too, and much to his pleasant surprise, she'd become very chatty. They talked for a while about her school and her plans for what she wanted to do once she'd left. Then about music and the festival she was planning on attending that weekend. It made him feel young again, talking about such carefree topics with the excitement that only comes from a youthful perspective, before the mundane drudgery of real-life issues kick in. She seemed to be equally as interested in his life. He dodged her questions a few times, not wishing to burden her with his depressing reality, but Rachel was persistent. Before he knew it, he found himself rambling on about all of his marriage troubles. It was a bizarre feeling opening up to a complete stranger, especially a beautiful 18-year-old girl, who couldn't possibly sympathize with many of his grown-up issues, but it still felt good to get it all off his chest. "Your wife sounds like a real bitch. What kind of a name is Carlo anyway? Is he a Spanish waiter?" Dave laughed at Rachel's bluntness. Carlo was actually an Italian yoga instructor, but she didn't need to know that. He was really warming to her, which just made him feel guilty when he couldn't stop from sneaking lustful glances in her direction. The fact that she was genuinely nice as well as being heart-meltingly gorgeous wasn't helping his now painfully hard cock from deflating anytime soon. They returned to chatting about less depressing topics, and all too soon for Dave's liking, the test was finally coming to an end. Admittedly, he might have missed a few of her errors, but he was sure he hadn't missed anything major. So it looked like she was about to get the pass she fully deserved. Dave was already thinking about how nice it was going to be to give her the good news. At best, he was hoping he would get an excited hug, maybe even a kiss on the cheek. He really must be dreaming. At worst, she was still likely to bounce up and down with joy. So he may be treated to one last look at her jiggling boobs, before he ran back to his office, locked the door, and had a much-needed and probably furious wink. They only had one more maneuver to get through, a simple 3-point turn, but that was when disaster stuck. En route to a quiet road in which to do the final part of the test, a cat ran out into the street. Rather than brake, Rachel had a moment of panic and swerved into the opposite lane. Dave had to grab the wheel, as they narrowly avoided hitting an oncoming car, but still managed to lightly graze its wing mirror. The other driver honked his horn and swore loudly at them as he passed. Rachel's bottom lip began to tremble. She looked on the verge of tears. "I'm sorry, I should have braked, but... Even Dave got a lump in his throat as he made her pull to the side of the road to calm down.
I've failed, haven't I?"
She couldn't control the sobs which followed. Dave didn't know what to say. He now felt like the biggest bastard on earth. Why did he have to be the guy who was about to crush this beautiful girl's dreams? He handed her a tissue, which Rachel gratefully accepted, dabbing at her eyes to try and stifle her tears. "It's not the end of the world. We can book you in for another test next week. You'd driven really well up until then. I'm sure you'll pass next time."
As the reality of her failure sunk in, Rachel began to sob again. Instinctively, Dave gave her upper arm a consoling rub. He hadn't meant it to be anything other than an innocent, reassuring gesture, but the moment his fingers came into contact with her warm, silky soft skin, his cock twitched wildly under his clipboard. Rachel didn't seem to mind the comforting contact, and she even forced out a smile, thankful that he was being so nice to her. Her thoughts turned to how disappointed her friends were going to be that she'd failed. They were all going to have to get lifts to the festival with their parents now. This weekend was supposed to be their first step towards a life of independence, but now she'd let everyone down.
"See,
can't we just forget I did that and carry on with the test?"
Dave wished he could say yes, but she nearly caused an accident. The car was covered in advertising for the driving test center. If the other car reported the incident and it emerged that he had passed the driver involved, he would be fired on the spot. After already losing his wife and knowing that soon he'd be losing his house and half his money too, his job was pretty much all he had left.
"I'm sorry, but I can't. Please, oh please, Dave. It was just that one small mistake." Rachel unclipped her seatbelt and turned to face her instructor as she implored him to reconsider. Dave's resolve was being tested to its limits. He couldn't help but melt a little more when she referred to him by name.
"It's against the rules. I could lose my job.
Can't you book me in for another test today?"
"Oh, please.
You don't understand, I need to pass today. I'm booked up today, so are all the other instructors. Besides, it's against the rules. The earliest you can retake is next week."
"I'm sorry, I really am."
Rachel pouted her dismay. She wasn't used to not getting her own way, especially when men were involved. There had never been a situation before which she couldn't charm or manipulate her way out from. Deep down, she knew he was only doing his job, but it still bugged her that he wasn't giving in to her pleas. She chewed her lip in concentration.
"Nobody else has to find out, though. Only we'll know.
Look, you haven't even marked the sheet yet."
She leant over the gear stick to point at his clipboard. For the 100th time in the last hour, Dave's eyes were again drawn down to her spectacular breasts, which now swayed gently below her hunched-over body, inches from his own chest. Rachel again caught him in the act. Maybe there was a way she could manipulate him after all. He obviously liked her boobs. Maybe they could be her ticket to freedom.
Were you just looking down my top?
She inwardly smiled as Dave's eyes bulged wide with panic.
What, no. I wasn't, I. Don't fib, I saw you looking.
She put on her most girlish and playful voice.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just, and they, and then, and the.
Dave was babbling a stream of apologies. He was old enough to be her father, surely it should have made her feel uneasy, having him staring at her rack so blatantly. But for some reason, Rachel found that she was relishing the sight of watching a grown man turn into a quivering, bumbling wreck, all because he couldn't keep his eyes to himself. It was a feeling of real power, knowing that she could make such a mature guy turn into such a nervous, stammering schoolboy.
I didn't mean to, I really am sorry.
Dave could tell he'd gone red in the face. He wanted the ground to open up and swallow him whole. All Rachel could think about was how she could play this to her advantage. She sat back in her seat with her torso still twisted to face him. The devil on her shoulder told her to tease him some more. Maybe that way he would change his mind about the test. Feeling suddenly wicked, she let him stew for a while in the silence that had developed, before finally responding.
It's fine. I get it all the time.
Dave breathed a long sigh of relief. Hopefully she wasn't going to file a complaint about him.
I feel terrible, believe me.
That must be really frustrating for you.
No, not really. To be honest, I don't see what all the fuss is about. They're just boobs. Every girl's got them.
With that, Rachel cupped her breasts and jostled them gently. Dave sat in stunned silence and watched the hypnotic display unfold, not even daring to blink. Rachel started lifting each one in turn, before continuing to shake them both at the same time. Then with a giggle, she patted them lightly and lowered her arms.
See, they're just boobs.
She waited for a response which never came. Instead, Dave just sat there slowly shaking his head. He looked like he'd gone catatonic. Wow, you must really like them.
Finally, Dave responded with a shallow nod.
Good, Rachel thought, at least his brain hadn't completely imploded. It was up to Rachel to decide what to do next. Should she offer to show them to him, if he promised to forget the whole cat incident? God, what was she thinking? She couldn't do that, could she? Come to think of it, there were probably too many people about anyway. What about if she let him squeeze them? Over the top her clothes, of course. Was that going too far? She'd never let anyone much older than herself touch her breasts before, even though she did really love it when guys played with her tits. Was it wrong that the thought of letting a much older man touch her like that was actually beginning to excite her? What had happened to her? There was just something about the hungry way he looked at her that made her insides tingle. It was as though he was a starving man, and she was a juicy piece of steak. Maybe it was because he was so old that she liked his attention so much. Surely he couldn't have experienced touching a woman her age for nearly 30 years, and now suddenly here she was, a girl with the power to fulfill all his deepest, darkest desires. Well, maybe not all of them. It wasn't as though she was going to have sex with the guy, but she could satiate a few of his obvious needs, specifically those revolving around his apparent obsession with her tits. What harm could it do? One quick grope and she could be driving her own car by this time tomorrow. Rachel took a deep breath, not quite believing what she was about to propose.
Would you like to touch them?
It was out there now, there was no taking it back.
What?
Dave shot a few glances up and down the road, to make sure they weren't being overlooked.
Are you serious?
He again gulped a mouthful of pooling saliva. Rachel nodded her encouragement. Dave automatically went to raise his hand towards her chest, but Rachel pushed it back down.
But not here though. People might see. Is there anywhere more private we can go?
Although his heart was pounding rapidly, and his mind had nearly turned to mush, Dave remembered that there was a deserted row of shops at the end of the street. Behind the shops there was a load of abandoned garages, which hopefully couldn't be seen from the road. The whole site was due to be demolished in a month's time to make way for a new housing development. So hopefully there would be nobody else around. He directed Rachel where to go, and a few moments later they were parked up again. Rachel's nerve nearly faltered. What was she doing? Was she really going to let this complete stranger fondle her tits? He was a big bloke. What if he got carried away? There was nobody around now to help her out if things got out of hand. She was sure she wouldn't be able to fight him off all by herself. This could well be one of her stupidest ideas to date. Was it too late to turn back? They both sat there in an awkward silence. Neither one of them wanting to make the first move. Dave was running through a complete gamut of emotions too. What should he do? This was wrong on so many levels. She was so young. He couldn't possibly do this, could he? Was she joking? What was her game? Was this his punishment for failing her and refusing to allow her to retake her test? If he touched inappropriately, then she would have the perfect excuse to have him fired. She seemed like such a sweet girl though, so it was doubtful she would do that. There was only one other explanation, but surely she couldn't actually want an old guy like him to grope her breasts, could she? This was her idea in the first place, Rachel concluded. He seemed like a nice enough guy, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. She could close her eyes and imagine it was someone else, anyone else, a movie star perhaps. It was only going to be a quick fumble, and then she could have the summer she was hoping for.
So,
she unbuckled her belt and turned to face him.
Let's get this straight.
Dave could feel his heart hammering in his chest, and his palms were becoming sweaty.
If I let you do this, you're going to pass me?
Right. Deep down, Dave knew that he'd never get another chance in his life to lay his hands on such a stunning girl.
In his youth, he'd been a bit of a ladies' man, but that was when he was reasonably attractive. You wouldn't have guessed it if you saw him now, but back then he was rarely without a girlfriend for long. Those days were long gone though, and none of the women he'd ever dated were anywhere near in the same league as Rachel. In fact, he'd probably never even seen a more desirable woman. So that was what she wanted, was it? She was doing this to get a pass, not because she wanted to. Something which he'd stupidly allowed his brain to fleetingly believe. Fuck it, who was he kidding? Of course she wasn't actually interested in him. As wrong as this whole situation felt, he knew a chance like this would never happen again, even if he lived another 50 years. What did he have to lose? Deal. He nodded. But only if you're sure you don't mind. I'm sure. It was sweet of him to check, Rachel thought. He shifted in his seat to face her, and raised his trembling hand. He paused, just before making contact with his prize and looked into her eyes beseechingly. He needed more confirmation that what he was doing was okay. He could feel the heat radiating off from her smooth, bronze skin. Rachel smiled reassuringly, and finally his hand came to rest on her large right breast. Oh wow. His voice was barely a whisper. Dave slowly began to apply some gentle pressure, and he marveled at how his fingers sunk into her soft flesh. It felt supple and pliant, yet at the same time had the firmness which only came with youth. He was expecting her bra to be thick and padded. With tits the size of hers, he was sure she would need a lot of support. But incredibly, he could tell that her bra was in fact rather thin. He was actually able to feel the true size and shape of her breast through it. Dave moved his hand lower to cup her from underneath. His hands were rather large, but even with his fingers stretched as wide as they would go, he was struggling to hold her entire tit. He wobbled it gently, spellbound by how it moved. See, can I? He motioned towards her other breast. Of course. Rachel nodded her encouragement. Finally, Dave had both her tits cupped in each hand. God, they're incredible. He stammered as he shook them with slightly more vigor. Thank you. Rachel beamed. Are they real? Of course, they are, silly. Holy shit. So much for Rachel closing her eyes and pretending Dave was somebody else. She was studying his face with intent as he happily played with her boobs. There was something about his lust-fueled gaze that, for reasons unknown, she was enjoying a lot. His palpable desire for her body was beginning to fire an unexpected internal hunger of her own. She can't be getting turned on by this, could she? He was so old, and in no way did she find him remotely attractive, yet, she couldn't put her finger on what it was. Maybe it wasn't that she fancied him, so to speak, but rather she was enjoying the effect her body was having on him. Yes, maybe that was it. He was an almost comical picture of pained lust, and she was the cause of it. That was a nice feeling. Rachel looked down and watched as he lifted her breasts high towards her chin and gently pushed them together, holding them in place for a while, before releasing them to gravity. She'd never experienced this kind of attention before. Normally guys would get overexcited and would clumsily maul at her tits as though they weren't attached to her body. Dave was taking his time to savor them. He was being slow and gentle but also firm at times. She was starting to like it, a bit too much. There was something about the contrast between her young tan skin and his milky white and heavily lined fingers that strangely excited her too. It must have been a long time since he'd touched a girl who was her age. He must have years and years of pent-up urges that he was finally getting to unleash. She let out a sigh of her own as his thumbs rubbed against her sensitive nipples. There was no denying it to herself any longer. She was getting turned on, really turned on. Dave was in seventh heaven. Miraculously, he could feel her nipples beginning to harden. He cupped her tits firmly and rolled his thumbs in circles around her stiffening buds. Rachel inhaled sharply and her eyes fluttered shut for a moment as a ripple of pleasure coursed down her spine. She wasn't aware of it, but she was starting to squirm in her seat. Dave watched in amazement as her legs slowly opened and closed in his direction. Even though his brain refused to accept the fact that a girl as stunning as Rachel could ever be aroused by a man well past his prime like him. The evidence seemed to be mounting. As unbelievable as that was. Rachel arched her back towards him, and he squeezed even harder. She again let out a small whimper of pleasure, which blew Dave's mind. His cock was harder than it had ever been. He was so thankful that his clipboard was there to conceal his throbbing member. But as he began to caress her breasts with increased eagerness, it constantly slipped from his lap and he was having to quickly readjust it. Rachel was beginning to lose herself in the moment. She had to put a stop to it soon or something really bad might happen. Just as she was thinking it, she felt Dave try to slip his hand down the inside of her bra. She pulled away immediately. We should stop. Dave knew he had pushed his luck, but he would have kicked himself later if he hadn't at least tried. I'm sorry. I thought you were enjoying it. Maybe I was a bit, but we made a deal. You're right, we did, and I'm going to honor it, believe me. He looked suddenly dejected, Rachel thought. Like a child who just had their favorite toy taken away from them. For one maddening second she contemplated saying he could put his hand down her top. Anything to get that lust-fueled look she was relishing so much, to return to his face. But she'd done her part, there was no need to make this any more complicated than it already was. It was true, she had been enjoying it. Probably even more than she was comfortable admitting to herself, but enough was enough. That was how it all could have ended, if in that one moment she hadn't done something impulsive, something which changed the course of events entirely. She could have turned the ignition and driven back to the driving school, where they would have parted ways each having got what they'd wanted. Rachel with a full driver's license and Dave with a fond memory, but she didn't. Can I see that?
Before Dave could react, Rachel had grabbed the clipboard off his lap, eager to see her score up to the point when she'd failed.
No!
He quickly tried to cover the large bulge in his trousers with his hands, but Rachel had already seen everything. It was her turn to wear a face of dumbstruck awe.
No fucking way is that your penis.
What? What do you mean?
Of course it is.
She couldn't be that innocent, surely?
Sorry, but I couldn't stop myself getting hard, what with all the, well, you know. But it's huge.
It suddenly clicked what she meant by that. Dave felt himself swelling with pride. It was true, his cock was fairly big. That was the reason he'd got as much action as he had in his younger years. Once the rumor about him had started going around college, the girls seemed a lot less hasty to reject his advances, obviously curious to find out the truth for themselves. He let his hands slip down from his crotch and Rachel gasped again. She shifted closer in her seat to get a better look.
Have you never seen one this big before?
Rachel shook her head disbelievingly. It was Dave's turn to delight in the stare of astonishment that Rachel was now giving him. Rachel had only ever slept with two guys before, both of whom were her own age and both had had fairly small cocks. One was about 4 inches and the other only half an inch longer. So those were the only two she could compare this with, at least in a practical manner anyway. Even hidden beneath his trousers, she could tell that this dick was a lot longer and much fatter than either of her previous boyfriends.
Would you like to touch it?
Dave figured he had nothing to lose and possibly everything to gain.
I don't know.
Rachel looked around sheepishly, but fortunately they were definitely alone.
I shouldn't.
He noted how her voice belied longing.
I think it would make us even. I touched you, now you could touch me.
Only if you want to, that is. Dave was desperate for her to grab his cock, but he tried to keep a cool, calm demeanor. He could see her chewing her lip. She was clearly fighting an internal battle between her curiosity and her sense of propriety. All he could do was hope curiosity would win. Luckily for him, it did.
What am I doing?
Rachel was reprimanding herself as she leant forwards over his lap and tentatively reached for the large bulge in his pants. Dave held his breath as he felt her fingers glide softly over his swollen member.
I shouldn't be doing this,
she whispered to herself as she continued to trace the edges of Dave's rock-hard cock.
Hmm.
Dave let out a deep groan as Rachel wrapped her delicate hand around his shaft and lightly squeezed.
I can't believe how thick it is.
Her words were like music to his ears.
Huh. It moved.
She giggled girlishly as she felt it flex under her touch. She still couldn't believe that this could be a man's penis. It felt more like a snake. It definitely seemed to have a life of its own.
Would you like to see it?
He was definitely pushing his luck now, but right at that moment he was already feeling like the luckiest man alive.
I'm not sure, I don't think.
Dave could tell she was hesitant to admit it, even if she did, so he decided to make the decision for her. He swiftly unbuckled his belt and whipped down his fly. Within seconds he had fished his cock free from the confines of his boxers. Shocked, Rachel turned to look away, but her eyes soon snapped back again.
Holy shit!
She hissed. There it was in front of her, standing proudly to attention, the largest cock she'd ever seen, or even imagined for that matter. It was a good 8 inches long, maybe more, and really meaty. He was circumcised too, something which Rachel had also never seen. As she stared in wonder, she had to admit, having no foreskin did make it look a lot sleeker. It looked as though there was a droplet of clear liquid oozing from the large bulbous tip. She felt a sudden urge to squeeze it to see if the liquid dribbled out. God, what had gotten into her? There was something else strange about his cock. The other ones she'd seen had all been straight, but Dave's long and venous shaft was shaped more like a banana. It was curved slightly towards his body. She wanted to ask him why that was, but held her tongue, not wanting to sound stupid or inexperienced. It seemed like Rachel had fallen into her own little dream world as she studied his dick with intent. Dave was desperate for her to touch it again. He moved her hand back towards it, and incredibly Rachel didn't resist.
Oh yes! Oh fuck!
He groaned as she wrapped her hand around his shaft and squeezed it gently.
It's so warm!
Rachel was surprised by the heat that his twitching member was emitting. Without any more encouragement, she started to pump it slowly in her fist. Smiling as the bead of pre-cum did indeed trickle from his tip. Dave couldn't believe what was happening. His eyes were constantly flicking between her beautiful face, to his achingly hard cock, which was now being milked so tenderly, to her huge swaying tits, which were again hanging so invitingly beneath her hunched over body. He moved his hand up and cupped her breast once more. This time he was able to feel the full weight of it in his palm. Rachel didn't indicate that she minded, so he continued to squeeze it, slightly more roughly than he had done before. Realizing how distracted she was by her task, he gradually pulled her vest top down under her bra, giving him his first look at the sexy black lace garment in all its glory. It was a sight he could never tire of, and he was soon groping her tits again with feverish need. Rachel could feel her entire body beginning to tingle. Her pulse rate had quickened, and she was panting for breath. Her pussy was starting to dampen, as blood rushed into her blossoming sex. It was still strange to her how turned on she'd become. She loved the look of Dave's cock, but the juxtaposition between that and the rest of his body alarmed her. He was pasty and barrel-chested, with graying hair and patchy stubble. How on earth was he managing to make her feel this good? It just didn't make sense. She was running her thumb across his tip, while pumping the top of his shaft with increasing speed. Dave wasn't sure how much more he could take. He slipped his hand slowly inside the cup of Rachel's bra, giving her enough time to pull away if she wanted to.
Rachel gasped as she felt his hand engulf her naked breast, but she couldn't deny how good it felt. His palm was brushing against her hard nipple, which caused small ripples of pleasure to course through her.
That feels nice. She purred, as he rolled her stiff bud between his thumb and forefinger.
Yeah, you like that, do you? Dave pinched her nipple. He watched as her face creased into a confused frown, before returning to normal when he resumed thumbing it lightly. Her tits felt phenomenal in the flesh. They were so soft and pliant, yet so firm and full too. He was yearning to see them, but feared that may tip him over edge sooner than he would have liked. Instead, he slipped his hand inside her other cup, giving her left breast the same treatment. All of a sudden, Rachel started to pump his cock as fast as she could. She was getting carried away by the whole scenario.
Stop! Stop, stop, stop!
Dave had to hold her wrist tightly to steady her hand. Rachel let go and sat up straight.
Did I do something wrong?
She looked puzzled and a little hurt by his abrupt objection.
No! You didn't do anything wrong. It was just a little bit fast. You nearly made me come.
Rachel looked at him quizzically.
But isn't that the point?
Dave had to think carefully about his answer.
It is, but I just wasn't ready to come yet.
Why not?
How to put this?
Because I was hoping to enjoy your company a bit longer.
Oh, okay. Shall I carry on then?
If you want to. It was now or never. Time to cash the lottery ticket.
Unless there's anything else you might want to try.
Like what? Rachel narrowed her eyes at him suspiciously.
I just thought that maybe you could, you know, maybe you could suck it for a little bit.
He held his breath in anticipation. Rachel folded her arms underneath her bra-clad breasts, inadvertently lifting them up and displaying them even more prominently. But then she started to shake her head.
No way. Nope. I'm not doing that.
Dave exhaled in disappointment.
I don't like sucking dicks.
They make me gag.
Besides, yours is way too big. I'd probably choke to death.
Sorry, but there's absolutely no way I'm doing that. Not a chance. We can have sex if you like, but I'm not going to suck your cock.
No way on earth. Her words didn't immediately register with Dave, probably because they were too dumbfounding for him to even grasp, but also because they were lost in a series of adamant refusals to suck him off. A few seconds passed before what she'd said sunk in.
What did you just say?
He sat bolt upright.
I said we can have sex if you want, but a blowjob is out of the question.
Her casual tone shocked him to the core.
W, we can have sex?
You and me?
The two of us could have sex with each other?
Rachel shrugged.
If you want.
Dave looked at her in disbelief. His mouth opened and closed, but no words came out.
He wanted to jump up and down, then run about screaming and punching the air. Instead, he just did a rather good impression of a goldfish.
He looked out at the sky above. It was still blue and there were no pigs flying across it, so that meant he wasn't asleep.
But how was this happening? Things like this don't happen to painfully ordinary guys like him. We should get on with it before I change my mind.
Rachel couldn't believe what she was suggesting either. She couldn't figure out the reasons why she was as horny as she was, but it felt like she could burst at any second. The size of his cock scared her a little, but she was still eager to know what it would feel like in her tight little pussy.
Would it even fit?
Sex wasn't exactly a big deal to Rachel. It was probably because up until that point, it had never been very good. She'd probably only done it a dozen or so times with each of her previous boyfriends, but it had never been very satisfying. Not once in all that time had she ever come through penetration, mostly because it had never lasted much longer than a few minutes. The guys would start pumping away as fast as they could and then they'd be spent before Rachel even had time to start beginning to enjoy herself. So as far as she was concerned, sex was really overrated. Her friends all chatted about it like it was the greatest thing in the world, but Rachel didn't see it like that. Considering she was a very intelligent girl, it had never occurred to her that the reason it was always over so quickly was because of just how overwhelmingly gorgeous she was. Maybe she wasn't arrogant enough to make that association. She just figured that the sex she'd been having was normal and that her friends had all been having the same sorts of experiences, but they all seemed to love it and she just wasn't as fussed. That thought did trouble her quite a lot, because it made her feel like something was wrong with her. Hopefully this time it might be different. He certainly had a much bigger dick and he was a lot older too, so he should have more experience in knowing what he was doing. She had to admit, the idea of fucking a complete stranger in a car and not a bed, like all the other times, was strangely thrilling. Dave had switched on the autopilot. It was the only way his mind could cope with the events which were unfolding without going into complete meltdown.
Okay, air, shall we, is here okay?
He beckoned her over. Rachel put her hand on his shoulder for balance as she swung her leg over to straddle his lap. It was a bit cramped but she could manage. Dave just stared in awe as she wriggled her denim skirt up and over her hips. Then a horrifying thought occurred to him.
Shit, wait. I haven't got any protection.
He repeatedly cursed loudly inside his head. He hadn't needed to buy condoms for the best part of 2 decades, longer than this girl had even been alive. That was a sobering and somewhat unwelcome thought. This was typical of his luck. Just when he thought something miraculous was about to happen, it was now surely about come to a swift halt. He was certain Rachel would apply the brakes this time. Her response, though, was even more astounding. Rachel shrugged nonchalantly.
That's okay, I'm on the pill.
Her tone was so casual it was almost absurd. It was enough to make him pinch himself, convinced now that this must all be a concoction of his vivid imagination.
And you're sure you want to do this?
I suggested it, didn't I?
It's nice that you ask and all, but you're really killing the mood.
Oh shit, this was actually going to happen. Dave pulled her black cotton panties to the side, briefly savoring the sight of her wispy blonde pubic hair, which she'd shaved into a thin strip, before lining up her deliciously pink pussy with his rock-hard cock. He slid his tip back and forth across her remarkably wet lips a few times and Rachel squirmed with anticipation. Then very slowly, he pushed upwards and watched in disbelief as her lips parted around his bell, like the petals of an exotic flower.
H. Whoa. Stop. It's too big, I don't think it'll fit.
Rachel had a moment of panic as she felt her pussy stretching wider than ever, to accommodate his girth. It didn't hurt, but it was a strange and new sensation and it suddenly freaked her out. Dave thought about asking if she was okay, but she'd already made it clear to him that the chivalrous nice guy approach wasn't a turn-on for her.
There's only one way to find out then, isn't there?
He took her by the hips and pushed another few inches into her incredibly tight snatch.
Oh my god!
H. Oh fuck.
Rachel screwed up her nose and screamed as a ripple of pleasure shot through her. She could feel every contour of his thick cock rubbing against the walls of her hungry little cunt. It was so hard and hot. It felt like her insides were being probed by a heated rod of iron. She put all her weight on her knees to stop herself from sliding down any further. Dave's grip on her hips relaxed a little. It was clear he was happy to let her take her time. The seconds ticked past as Rachel adjusted to the width of the monstrous dick that was filling her up so completely. At least that was how it felt, so she was even more shocked when she looked down and saw that it was unbelievably only halfway inside her. She had no idea how deep her pussy was. Could she even fit any more in? It was time to face her fears and find out. Rachel began to painstakingly lower herself into Dave's lap. It was a glorious sight for Dave as he watched the tightest pussy he'd ever experienced slowly engulf more and more of his painfully hard cock. He was worried he might come all too soon as she gradually slid down his thick gnarled shaft, whimpering quietly as she went. Feeling suddenly brave, Rachel swiftly plunged herself down onto Dave's lap.
Ugh!
He grunted at the unexpected shock of feeling his dick fully immersed into the stunning blonde bombshell.
Huh! Oh my god!
Rachel exhaled sharply. Her head flopped forwards onto Dave's shoulder, as her mind began to spin. The strange feelings coursing through her body were completely alien to her, but in a good way, a very good way. It took her a while, as she softly mewed into Dave's shirt, before she could lift her head back up. Dave was still in a state of shock about what was actually happening. Here he was, a man bordering 50, with few redeeming qualities, especially in the looks department, who somehow had his dick inside an 18-year-old girl, who even on a bad day, would make any of the Playboy bunnies look painfully ordinary. All he wanted to do now was fuck her with everything he had, even if he had to start off by taking it painfully slow. He grabbed her by the hips again, caressing her silky smooth skin, as he started to rock her in his lap, allowing only a couple of inches to slip back and forth into her hot gripping snatch. He could feel her muscles flexing around him, trying to pull him in deeper.
Oh fuck, that feels good.
He groaned loudly.
I see, can't believe it fit.
Rachel stuttered through rapid breaths. Dave slipped his hands around her and took hold of her magnificently round and succulent ass. He happily squeezed the soft globes of flesh, pulling her back towards him more firmly as his animal instincts started to take over. With all her fears having now subsided, Rachel closed her eyes and began to give herself over to the moment, focusing on all the intense and new feelings that her body was experiencing for the first time. She started to realize why her friends were so obsessed with talking about sex all the time, if this is what it truly felt like. Dave was lifting her up and bouncing her on his cock now. Rachel responded with a succession of high-pitched moans, whenever her pussy was stuffed to the brink by his throbbing tool. He watched as her breasts began to jiggle within the confines of her lacy bra. The sight spurred him on, and soon he was thrusting upwards to meet her decent. Rachel placed her hands on the back of Dave's seat to steady herself as a wave of euphoria rippled through her.
Does that feel good?
A swelling of pride filled his chest as Rachel frantically nodded in reply. He released her bum and moved his hands up to cup her incredible tits. Not being the one to guide her anymore, he expected Rachel to stop bouncing up and down, but instinctively she took over and maintained the same tempo.
Oh yeah. Ride that dick.
Yeah, that's a good girl. Dave was desperate to see Rachel's breasts, but he feared watching them bounce up and down on her chest while he fucked her would make him come sooner than he wanted. Even holding them was almost too much to cope with. He gave them a firm squeeze before lowering his hands to her waist. Rachel could feel the beginnings of an orgasm brewing within. She may have never achieved one during sex before, but she had managed to bring herself off lots of times, so knew the feelings of one's imminent arrival. This was different though, it was somehow deeper and there was a steady tingling, almost a throbbing feeling inside her. Weirdly it somewhat frightened her, she knew that orgasms felt really good, but this was so much more intense. The newness of it all was a little scary. She sank into his lap and held herself there for a while, feeling a bit apprehensive about allowing these new sensations to develop and overwhelm her any further. Dave sensed that she wanted him to take control again. It was getting really hot inside the rather cramped car. All the windows had steamed up, so he cracked the window open an inch, to allow some cool air in. He also loosened his tie and popped a few of the top buttons on his shirt, as he began to sweat profusely. Rachel, by comparison, looked relatively unfazed by the intense heat. She was only very lightly perspiring, which gave her smooth, flawless skin an added shimmer. Feeling slightly more comfortable,
Dave resumed rocking her back and forth in time with his gentle thrusts. Rachel's clitoris suddenly grazed against his pubic bone.
UNGH! Oh God!
Her whole body convulsed involuntarily. One hand slapped against the steamed-up window, the other gripped the top of the steering wheel to her left in order to keep balance, as she leant back and instinctively began to grind her pussy against him.
Yeah, keep grinding me like that. Fuck, that feels good.
Dave held her ass tightly against him to stop her from backing away. Something which she had absolutely no intention of doing. The combination of the clitoral stimulation, combined with the curve of Dave's thick cock which was now rubbing against her G-spot, was sending Rachel into her first ever sexual frenzy. She completely lost herself in the moment, allowing her body's instincts to overpower her conscious dilemmas.
Ah, H. 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 Oh my God! Fuck! Oh shit! UNGH! UNGH! UNGH!
She flung herself forward, pressing her body tightly against his. Her face nuzzled into his stubbly neck as her hands clawed at the back of his head. She was panting heavily, while her grinding became even more erratic. Dave drank in the sweet fragrance of her perfume. He could feel her breasts crushing against his chest. Was she about to come? My God. Rachel's hips were thrashing against him with an ever-increasing intensity, milking his cock like never before. He could feel his balls beginning to churn and knew that his own climax wasn't far away. He hoped beyond hope that if she was going to come, she'd do it soon. That was when it happened. Her moans went up an octave, turning into high-pitched yelps. Dave could feel she was beginning to shake all over. Her hands were clawing his scalp like they were having contractions of their own. He wrapped his arms around her firm young body and hugged her tightly to him, as he finally felt her pussy convulse around his invading member.
Ugh. Uhut. Gagawad. I'm coming. I'm coming.
The growing feelings within her had finally peaked. Although she was still completely unprepared for just how incredible she was about to feel. Her eyes snapped shut as a series of deep groans escaped her lips. Then a powerful surge of euphoria tore through her body like a bolt of lightning. Her muscles, including those around her pussy, were contracting uncontrollably as a series of equally intense waves of pleasure coursed through her. Rachel completely lost herself in the flood of ecstasy which swept her mind downstream, as the world seemed to explode into a million pieces all around her. It was too much for Dave to handle. He was beyond the point of no return. He held Rachel even tighter, as she bucked wildly against him, and his balls finally burst. He buried his face into her deep cleavage, filling his mouth with her soft flesh to stop himself from screaming so loudly that it would have probably burst both their eardrums.
NNNGGGG. Ugh. Fuck.
His cock went off like a rocket, firing his huge heavy load, deep inside her tight little hole, in a series of powerful squirts which seemed to last twice as long as normal.
Oh baby. Oh yes baby. Oh fuck yes.
Mmm.
Oh Jesus.
Rachel felt his cock flexing inside her still contracting pussy.
UNGH. Huh. Oh God. Shit.
Uh-huh.
The feeling of his sticky seed plastering the walls of her hungry snatch made her orgasm last even longer. She continued to ride him for as long as she could, never wanting these newfound sensations to fade. Rachel's eyes were still closed. She tried to open them but her eyelids were still twitching. Dave lifted up her face in his hands and planted a few delicate kisses onto her full plump lips. Her mind was too addled to respond, but it felt nice, even though his lips were a little chapped. He held her still for a while and waited for her eyelids to finally flutter open.
That was amazing,
she whispered. Dave only had a moment to bask in the compliment before Rachel began to gently sob.
What was going on? Was she ashamed of what she'd just done? Was this regret? Are you okay?
He asked tentatively.
Mmm.
She nodded, trying to compose her emotions.
I'm fine. I think they're happy tears.
Oh.
Rachel cut him off before he could respond.
I never, you know, had a...
She mouthed the word orgasm.
During sex before. I thought there might be something wrong with me, but I guess there isn't. So I think I'm just really relieved, to be honest.
She tried to crack a smile. This was too much information for Dave to process. Had he really been the first man on this planet to give this complete goddess of a woman an orgasm? It was impossible to comprehend. That was a badge of honor he would gladly wear until his dying day. His cock was still buried deep inside of her. It had deflated somewhat, due to what had felt like a gallon of semen having been drained from his balls, but upon hearing her confession, he miraculously felt it throb with new life. Dave didn't want this experience to ever end. He was going to need some time to recover, but thankfully he still had half an hour left of his lunch break. If Rachel was still up for it, he was determined to make her come again and again and again if he could. He opened the door, pushing it ajar. It was a warm day outside, but compared to sweat box the car had now turned into, the breeze felt refreshingly cold. Goosebumps flourished over Rachel's skin, due to the sudden temperature change. She peered out nervously, but nobody was around.
Hop on out, there's a good girl.
She quickly pulled up her vest top and yanked her skirt back into place. As she stood up, Dave's cock slid free from her hot sex. She was momentarily overcome by a hollow empty feeling, which she didn't like. She almost sat back down, wanting to feel full again. It was her assumption that they would be heading back to the driving center right away. So it came as a surprise when Dave followed her out, without even trying to cover up his manhood. What are you?
He stopped her mid-sentence, locking his lips over hers and pulling her into a passionate embrace. She yielded to the kiss by opening her mouth and letting her tongue entwine with his. It was the least he deserved after making her come that hard, she supposed. Just as she thought he was about to stop, he dragged his mouth down over her chin and began to chew his way along her jaw and down onto her neck. She let out a giggle when his tongue caressed her ticklish flesh.
Shouldn't we be getting back now?
Her voice had become breathy again due to his renewed attention.
We will soon.
I promise. He slid his fingers under the straps of her top and her bra, pulling them down off each shoulder. Rachel quickly hugged her arms to her breasts, looking around nervously once more.
Someone might see.
She spoke in a panicked whisper.
Yeah, hopefully that someone is going to be me. Trust me, there's no one else around.
Rachel lowered her arms tentatively. Dave had been yearning to see her tits since the second he'd seen her waiting patiently for him in the driving center's foyer. Now that moment had finally arrived. Not wanting to risk her changing her mind, he pulled both garments down swiftly, leaving them bunched around her slender waist. It was hard for Rachel not to laugh again, as she saw a look of blank shock sweep over Dave's face. He knew they were going to be a nice pair from the feel of them, but he still thought, judging by their sheer size, that they would have some significant sag once free of her bra. The reality was nothing short of breathtaking. They'd sprung free from their confines with a gentle bounce, but somehow kept the same wonderfully rounded shape her bra had teased. Dave crouched lower and twisted Rachel by the hips, so that he could view them from every angle.
Wow, look at you. My God, girl, you've been truly blessed.
Her pink bottle cap-sized areolas were perfectly centered, and her small hard nipples pointed at him invitingly. It was an invitation Dave was quick to accept. He scooped her large breasts into his hands, caressing them all over, making sure to thumb and tweak her sensitive buds, which triggered an appreciative growl from Rachel.
Do you like them then?
She teased knowingly.
They're incredible.
He squashed them together playfully.
You don't think they're too big?
Dave didn't dignify that with a response. He locked his mouth over her left nipple and began to suck and tease the hard little bud with his teeth. Rachel's eyes rolled with pleasure. Her breasts had always been very sensitive, especially when she was aroused.
Hmm.
Oh yes!
Dave had now latched onto her right nipple, giving it the same thorough attention. She held the back of his head, running her fingers across his scalp as she watched her old driving instructor feast hungrily on each of her large succulent breasts. His demeanor became more feverish, and he started to inhale as much of her ample meat into his mouth as he could, releasing her soft flesh with a loud pop. Dave then buried his face in between them and shook them roughly against his stubble-strewn cheeks.
You really do like them, don't you?
Rachel laughed flirtatiously. Dave could feel his cock beginning to twitch into life once again. He let go of her tits and kissed his way down ribcage and onto her sexy toned stomach. Then he squatted down on his knees, which cracked loudly with the strain, but Dave didn't care. He was lost in lust now and wanted to pleasure this beautiful creature as much as he could. He roughly pulled up her skirt and dragged her black cotton panties down around her ankles. Rachel went to cover her modesty instinctively, but Dave batted her hands away. He pushed his face into her glistening sex, inhaling her rich feminine scent. Normally Rachel was hesitant to let guys go down on her. Partly for the same reason she wasn't keen on giving blowjobs unless she really liked and trusted the person. In a strange way it felt like a more intimate act than sex. However, now that her views on sex had been completely shattered, she was happy to let this man, who was still practically a complete stranger, yet with whom she now felt a strangely strong bond, place his mouth on her wet yearning pussy. Rachel squirmed and panted with delight as he started to lick and chew on her engorged labia.
Oh shit!
She couldn't help but spread her legs wider to allow him better access, as his tongue began to swirl around, probing her hungry cunt even deeper. Dave brushed his fingertips along Rachel's silky smooth thighs, before moving his hands up to cup and caress her firm peach of an ass. He continued to gorge on her heated sex, savoring her sweet taste. Unfortunately, Dave's knees weren't what they used to be. They were already becoming painful as he squatted down on the hard concrete. He knew that he had to move on quickly if he wanted to get her off again, so he quickly focused all his attention on her delicate swollen clit.
Fuck! Oh fuck!
Rachel ground her pussy hard against Dave's face as she felt him flick his tongue back and forth across her hypersensitive clitoris. He looked up in amazement to see that her hands were scrabbling at her breasts in a desperate manner. She screamed and bucked wildly again as another intense wave of pleasure crashed over her. Rachel's mouth now formed a perfect O shape, as she stared down at him with an expression of burning desire, creasing her stunning features. The overwhelming eroticism of what his still disbelieving eyes were seeing only spurred him on to devour her even more hungrily. After a few minutes, Rachel started to whimper and ground herself against his tongue harder than ever. He could see that her legs were starting to shake and he knew she wasn't far from another climax. However, the pain in his own legs was becoming too much to bear, so much to her dismay, he abruptly stopped and stood up.
What?
No.
Please.
She didn't have to plead for long as he swiftly replaced his tongue with two of his fat fingers. Curling them back towards her stomach, he set about furiously finger-fucking her soaking wet snatch. His gentle touch from earlier had all but vanished, replaced by a heated urgency, which was sending Rachel into a state of sexual delirium.
Huh! Huh! UNGH! UNGH! Huh!
She tilted her head back and closed her eyes, trying to concentrate all of her energy on her imminent release.
Dave took the opportunity to kiss and gently nibble on the taut creamy flesh of her exposed slender neck. Her hands gripped his wrist, but made no effort to try to slow him down.
Keep. Huh. Going. Huh. Nearly. Huh. There.
Rachel's eyes flew wide open. Dave saw in them a hungry look of crazed longing, which ignited his own desire to fuck her brains out once again.
Anung guy. Fuh.
Suddenly Dave felt the walls of her pussy contract around his pistoning fingers. Rachel dropped herself lower, as though her legs were struggling to contain her weight. Her fingernails dug painfully into his arm, but he didn't slow down. He propped her up by slipping his free arm around her slim waist, determined to let her ride out this wave of ecstasy for as long as she possibly could. Her high-pitched screams were virtually unintelligible, and she was shaking uncontrollably. He felt a warm liquid drench his thrusting fingers, which now made a loud squelching noise, as he continued to milk her G-spot. The scene was too erotic for him to hold out any longer. His cock was once again as hard as granite, something which hadn't happened so quickly since his teenage years. With a swift twist, he turned her around to face the car. Dave was now a man possessed by insatiable lust. In one quick movement, he powerfully thrust his cock deep inside Rachel's still twitching pussy, the moment his fingers were removed. His gentle nature had been suppressed by an animalistic urge to fuck this blonde Aphrodite with every last drop of energy he could muster. His pace started off frantic and remained that way. Rachel was still coming down from another incredible high, when she felt him flip her around and enter her from behind. She was initially stunned back to her senses by his sudden burst of forceful aggression, but that was wiped away when a series of smaller post-orgasmic aftershocks racked her already quivering body.
H. Oh yes! Fuck me! Fuck me!
She screamed to the heavens. Dave had a firm hold of her hips as he watched her gorgeous ass ripple with the impact of each of his hard thrusts. It was a good thing he was holding her up. Rachel's legs had all but turned to jelly.
Oh baby! Fuck, that feels good! Is this what you want, huh? You want my big cock to fuck your tight little pussy? Yeah, give it to me. I want it. I want it all.
It wasn't the first time she'd been taken from behind, but she'd never done it standing up before and certainly never in a public place. Her boyfriends had also tried to fuck her hard in the past, but this was different. It was controlled, purposeful aggression. Unlike her former lovers, this man knew what he was doing and he definitely had the equipment to do it. In Rachel's mind, this wasn't making love, this wasn't even having sex, this was fucking in its purest and most primal form. To her complete surprise, she found she was loving every single second of it. Her hands held tightly to the top of the door frame, which she used as leverage to push herself back to meet his driving hips.
UNGH! Yes! Harder!
She screamed with devilish glee as she felt him gently slap her ass. After a minute or so of frenetic fucking, Dave knew he had to take a breather. He sunk his cock into her vice-like warmth and held it there while he gathered his strength. Rachel looked over her shoulder to see what he was doing and could immediately tell that he needed a rest. His puffy red face was pouring with sweat. Even without it moving, his cock still felt incredible, and she slowly began to rotate her ass in a circular motion to get some sort of friction to build. Dave ran his fingers up through the underside of her ponytail, turning her head to face him. He then leant forwards and kissed her hard on the lips. Rachel opened her mouth and returned the kiss with equal enthusiasm. She felt his free hand slide up her body to squeeze one of her swaying breasts. Just as she was starting to enjoy the passionate embrace, Dave broke away from the kiss, leaving her tongue to momentarily try to wrestle with thin air. He then pushed her head down until her cheek made contact with the sun-baked metal on the edge of the car's roof.
H. UNGH! H!
Dave pounded his cock back into her with a series of long sharp thrusts, before resuming a fast and steady but not quite as frenzied pace. Dave relinquished his grip on her head, bringing his hand down to knead and squeeze the smooth rippling flesh of her ass. He gave her another few playful spanks, which seemed to make Rachel thrust back onto him harder and harder.
Oh, you like that, don't you? You're a bad girl. UNGH!
Mm-hmm.
UNGH!
Rachel nodded her agreement. He gave her a final, much sharper slap and Rachel squealed with delight. The end was in sight. Dave could already feel that he wasn't going to last too much longer. He took hold of both of Rachel's violently swinging tits and crushed them tightly in his hands. Unbelievably, Rachel was on the verge again. Something about this rough treatment of her young flawless body was evidently a huge turn-on for her. All of her nerve endings felt as though they were on fire. Another few waves of euphoric energy emanated out from her well-fucked sex, surging through every fiber of her being.
Huh! Yes! 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 Fuck me! Fuck me hard! Yes!
She surprised herself at how vocal she was being, although to be fair, she never needed to be before. Dave's cock exploded inside her once again.
You're... shit. Hook. Yes.
He continued to maul her now tender breasts roughly, pinching her nipples as he fired another hot load deep inside the busted blonde beauty. Realizing Rachel might need an extra nudge to get her over the line, he quickly reached down and flicked his fingers rapidly across her swollen and incredibly sensitive clit. Rachel's orgasm was even harder than her first two. It was perfectly timed for Dave too, who felt the final few drops of cum get squeezed from his now completely depleted balls, by the strong vaginal contractions which now pulsed around his satiated cock. For a few seconds, Rachel found that her voice had completely evaded her. Her screams of pleasure sounded little more than air escaping her lips, as a heady mix of chemicals addled her brain. Eventually she managed to produce a long deep moan, as she basked in the intense sensations of pure euphoria which spread throughout her trembling body.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh shit, what the, what just, oh fuck me.
After a few moments of savoring the sight before him, Dave withdrew his deflating cock. He was too busy watching a trickle of his cum drip from this gorgeous girl's exhausted pussy, to see that she was about to collapse. He tried to catch her, but didn't make it in time, and Rachel scrapped her knees on the lower door frame, as she slumped down face first over the passenger seat.
Shit, sorry! Are you alright?
Rachel tried to give him a thumbs up, but it looked more like she was waving her limp wrist at him.
Just give me a sec.
He tucked himself back into his trousers and climbed into the driver's seat.
That was amazing. Sorry if I got a bit carried away. It's just, well, you're so damn beautiful, I guess I lost myself in the moment back there. SSHHH. Stop apologizing, you're killing the mood.
She lifted her head up enough to flash him a teasing smile.
You're right, if we're being honest, I'm not sorry. That was the best fuck of my entire life. That's better.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, I guess. Dave started to laugh at her casual throwaway comment, knowing full well how much she'd enjoyed it too. Rachel eventually dragged herself up into a sitting position and closed the car door. She pulled down the sun visor to check herself out in the mirror.
Oh god, I look a complete mess.
It wasn't true, of course, apart from the fact that her wavy blonde fringe was plastered to her forehead in places from sweat, and her cheeks were now flushed with a rosy color. In Dave's opinion, it just made her look even more beautiful, if that was even possible. He dared not look at his own reflection.
We should head back. You might want to air.
He motioned towards the fact that her boobs were still out, and her skirt was still bunched up around her waist.
Oh yeah!
As she pulled her bra back up and wrestled her incredible breasts back into place, Dave felt a pang of longing, wondering if he'd ever be lucky enough to see them again. They arrived back at the center a few minutes later. Dave had expected the journey to be rather awkward, but in fact it was far from it. Rachel had happily chatted away the whole way back as though nothing out of the ordinary had happened. This almost made parting company with her even harder, given how cool she seemed to be about the whole situation. It wasn't right, he was supposed to be the mature one. How come she was so at ease and he didn't know how the hell he felt about all this? He was switching between elation and guilt on a second-by-second basis.
Well, here we are.
They parked up on the road outside the center.
So?
Dave clicked his tongue, wondering how go about saying goodbye.
So, how did I do?
Asked Rachel excitedly.
You were amazing.
Thanks,
but I meant, did I pass my driving test?
The test.
Of course, that's what I was referring to, you were amazing, at driving. You passed. You absolutely passed. Congratulations.
Judging by Rachel's smirk, his backtracking was ill-disguised. Rachel clapped her hands with glee as she bounced in her seat.
I knew I could do it. It was an unbelievable performance.
Oh. Rachel punched him in the arm playfully.
Well, I'm glad that I had such a good instructor. I learned a lot.
Anytime. He tried to emphasize it as much as possible. She would have no idea how much he meant it. Rachel moved to open the door but paused short. Then to Dave's delighted surprise, she leaned over and pulled him into a big hug.
You're a sweet guy, you know that? Your ex-wife is crazy. Some woman is going to be lucky to have you, trust me.
Dave knew from her tone that she wasn't referring to herself. It was a kind way of letting him know that he'd never see her again. He had no time to dwell on it though, as Rachel planted a soft and tender kiss upon his lips.
Gotta go. Just seen my mom pulling up.
She was out of the door in a flash and bounding along the pavement towards another car, with a noticeable skip in her step. Dave sat there daydreaming for a while, before finally opening the door, letting reality pull him back down to earth.
You look happy. Good news, I take it. I passed.
Rachel hugged her mom tightly.
Oh, congratulations, sweetheart. I'm thrilled for you. We should go out for a meal to celebrate. Or we could just get a takeaway. I'm feeling pretty tired. Those tests really take it out of you.
Anything you want, honey. She kissed her daughter on the cheek, feeling as proud as punch.
I thought you'd still be in town shopping, mom. I got everything I went in for.
You were rather a long time, dear.
Yeah, they had a double booking. So I had to wait a while.
She fibbed. Rachel knew she should be feeling weird about what she'd done. Surely it wasn't normal for a girl her age to have enjoyed shagging a much older man as much as she had. But who could she talk to about it? Certainly not her mom, that was for sure. Her friends probably wouldn't understand either. She stared out of the window the whole journey home, mulling over her thoughts. With nobody around to talk to, she figured she should just trust her own feelings, and right at that moment all she felt was a deep sense of satisfaction. Knowing how good sex could really be was a real eye-opener. All she knew was that she wanted to feel that incredible high again and again, and again. Dave checked his watch.
Oh fuck.
He walked back into the center and was instantly greeted by the one man he didn't want to see.
Where have you been? Your 1 o'clock is already waiting.
Dave looked over to see a spotty teenage boy, looking pale with nerves. He was almost relieved that it wasn't another attractive girl. Not that lightning would ever strike twice.
I went straight on my lunch break. That's not a crime, is it?
He responded sharply, hoping Sean hadn't heard the loud grumbling noise his empty stomach gave the moment he'd said it. Much to his annoyance, Sean followed him into his office, closing the door.
So how was she? Did she pass?
Yes, she passed, with flying colors in fact. He didn't even want to look at his so-called friend, so he sat down and filled out Rachel's paperwork. Damn it. I wanted her to fail, then I might have got a crack at taking her out next time. I bet she was a bit of a bitch though, eh? Girls that hot are normally real bitches.
Dave grit his teeth, to stop himself from punching his colleague square in the face.
Well, tough shit. And no, she was a really nice girl if you must know.
Nice girl? Who cares? What did she smell like?
Sean licked his lips. That was the final straw.
Dave stood up calmly, but then grabbed Sean roughly by the collar and pulled him close.
Get the fuck out of my office.
His words came out in a snarl and Sean flinched back as flecks of spit hit him in the face. Dave then shoved him backwards towards the door.
Christ, it was only a joke. You need to lighten up, pal. What are you, her fucking dad or something?
Sean was trying to act brave, but Dave knew he was shaken up by what had just happened. He kept glancing back at him nervously, whilst he traipsed back to his own office with his tail between his legs. Dave opened his desk drawer, pulled out the divorce papers and signed them. He'd already read them 20 times before and frankly he didn't give a shit anymore. Tomorrow suddenly seemed like a much brighter place.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.